I went to sit, I stayed awake, but I would feel so sorry for that guy. I cried. I ain't been back to theaters. I ain't been back to movies since.
What was this movie?
About a boy, Scoutmaster. So I knew what he's going through. And I kept the boys there. And I had to cry. So I was Scoutmaster 24 years.
That's what I was just going to say. I heard that you started the Boy Scout troop around here.
Yeah, my father did.
Really?
No, so we're at some point, so you, yourself then never got to be a Boy Scout. You would have been an Eagle Scout.
Well, maybe so, but I did receive the highest award in volunteer scouting.
Oh, really?
Really?
Which Silver Beaver.
Wow. And so is that troop that you started still active today? Mm-hmm. How big is it now?
I think it's about 60-something boys now.
And is it all African-Americans?
Yes. We only had, during integration, we had one white boy. I don't know how he got by in it, but he got by in it all right for a while. I guess we didn't know if it'd kick us all out. Really, well, they stopped it, but somehow or another they didn't buy it out.
So does the troop meet at the church? Is that what they're affiliated through, or do they meet through?
They're affiliated to the church.
Okay.
But they have their own building, right?
Oh, Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
No, they don't have their own building.
Oh, okay.
They have a lot. My father did it to them, but it's not anything on it. We had a building on it. But it got torn down or something, and the land's still there. And they haven't done anything about it.
So why did it get torn down? What happened?
Well, scouting went down for a while. In fact, the troop, we quit meeting for a while. No cooperation, so I give it up.
How long did that last?
Well, that's about, I guess, 7-8 years. And then it finally got it built back up, and it's doing fine now.
Now, if you have an African-American Boy Scout troop, is there African-American Girl Scout troop in town?
Yeah, we got a Girl Scout troop, yeah.
Okay.
They're doing good, too. I don't know how many, I don't know how many did it, but they're doing well.
Okay. And are they through the church, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the church is sort of the key to community around here.
Yes.
You don't sound too convinced of that.
Well, I admit community could be better if they would cooperate.
So the two churches don't cooperate, you're saying?
That's right. The people don't cooperate with one another either.
At one point did that happen? Because from what I understand, beforehand, the two churches were even meeting together. Their members would alternate in terms of meeting together.
Yeah.
So
how
did that come to be that they stopped cooperating?
Well, I guess the growth, the people come from different places, integrated into, I really don't know, because we used to have two Sundays, and fourth and second Sundays was the real make for churches. The Zion churches on the fourth, the Pleasant Hill on the second. Every fourth Sunday, all them people from Pleasant Hill come to Zion. Second Sunday, all of them go to that church. And fine, but all of them, now it's just different. And we got along fine. But I think everybody decided they want to be leaders, I guess. Tried to get one church in one time, it didn't work.